We know that the man's body was found about 4 o'clock this morning near the kitchen at the Loringau Hospital. Loringau is the town on Manus Island, and the man had been admitted to hospital a few days ago after hurting himself. He'd apparently cut his neck, had an injury that he was being treated for. But what the hospital wasn't able to treat was his distress and his mental illness, which apparently he's been suffering for a number of weeks. And then his body, as I said, was found early this morning. His friends are devastated. They say that, you know, the man had been asking for help for a long time. He'd been very distressed by a move from the detention centre to what's called the transit centre in East Loringau. So it's a different facility, a temporary accommodation for the men as they try and move people out of the detention centre. And they said his condition worsened over the last few weeks until this tragedy overnight.
Well, I understand the PNG authorities are now investigating, but this is the second apparent suicide at the centre in just 2 months, isn't it?
Yes, the other man was Hamed Shamshiripour, a 31-year-old Iranian asylum seeker who was also living at the East Loringau Transit Centre. His body was found near the centre in early August. He had also been showing signs of distress and mental illness for many months. His case had been raised with authorities both in Papua New Guinea and Australia and with some other international agencies, and he didn't receive much help, and then he was found dead less than 2 months ago. A number of people have been, you know, complaining about anxiety and stress because of their move from the detention centre to the transit centre. This group of Sri Lankan Tamils, who the man was part of, were among the first to move after the notice was given that the detention centre was closing. A lot of people have been resisting that move because they're afraid about what's going to happen to them if they're in close proximity to the local population, and there's been a number of violent incidents. So, you know, there is a high level of stress amongst the people who've moved out from the detention centre and the uncertainty about the closure of the centre as well.
Well, in response to this news today, the Australian Greens immigration spokesman, Nick McKim, says responsibility rests with both major parties which set up and operate the offshore detention centres. Here's what he had to say.
I say to Malcolm Turnbull, and I'll say it to Bill Shorten, you've got this man's blood on your hands, you've got other people's blood on your hands, because you have deliberately designed a system to cause mental harm, mental trauma, to torture people, and you shouldn't be surprised when tragedies like this happen.
Eric, what's the Australian government said about this?
Very little, only that they know a man has died in the hospital in Loringau. And that it's really a question for PNG authorities. Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister, Julie Bishop, said the same thing, that she didn't have much information and that it was being dealt with by PNG authorities. But that's kind of the issue. Papua New Guinea authorities have proven very ill-equipped to deal with refugees in general. And let's just take it back a step. Australia sent the men to Manus Island. Australia pays for everything on Manus Island, in fact, everything associated with offshore processing and resettlement. And Australia maintains a large complement of staff, contractors, and even now some federal police on the island. So for Australia to say that it's purely the responsibility of the Papua New Guinea authorities is, well, you know, people can make their own judgment about what they think given the evidence. And part of the issue has always been the capability of local authorities and local services to cater for the men. I mean, there's people in PNG will tell you that, you know, that they can't even get access to services, let alone an extra 800 people. So that's part of the problem and part of the reason that there's such a terrible situation for some of the men on Manus Island.